This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9. Mixers give drinks, Pine and I. They'll expect me to resume play.
Nice. Let's get into the wise word department, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with the wise people. Wise man, the three wise, let's see how many people, I've got three wise men here, and Jennifer, she could be the wise woman.
That is just rude. I have three wise men and Jennifer.
I'm a wise anchor. I don't know about a wise man. Anchor.
All right, let's have some good news. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program with Doug Steffen. The story of a 16-year-old high school student who was the talk of the town in a town called Ringgold, R-I-N-G-G-O-L-D, Ringgold. And the story about this fellow, Alex Akins, I'm just trying to figure out where, now that I had this at one point in time, and the story doesn't tell me what the state is. And now I've forgotten what state is, probably not important. The story of a high school student who saved a sophomore in high school, saved a choking student using the Heimlich maneuver. At 17, did you know how to use the Heimlich maneuver? Anybody here know how to use the Heimlich maneuver at 17?
We knew of it, and we probably all knew that you grab around the chest with your fist.
You'd probably try it in danger,
Whether we did it right or not, I don't know.
So the sheriff's department gave this young fellow gave him an honor for saving a youngster. He noticed his cousin, who was eating at the same table, choking on some food. So young Mr. Atkins acted quickly, administered the Heimlich maneuver just in the nick of time because the kid wasn't able to breathe. Because that's what happens. You get something choked in your throat, you can't, it cuts off your windpipe, you are done. So there were a couple of kids who were sitting around, and they saw him choking, but they didn't know what to do. And a young lady was screaming about it. It was pretty messy. Can you imagine, though, if your mouth is full of food, I don't want to get too graphic, but your throat's full of food, and you do the Heimlich maneuver, all that stuff that's in there is going to...
It comes up,
right?
It pops right up.
Yeah, right.
But it's...
So the girls are all worried about that instead of this guy dying.
I don't know about that.
Oh, it's pretty messy.
You think they were worried about that, or do you think they were just freaked out?
Well, the whole thing would probably freak out, wouldn't it? I mean, you get into that situation, wouldn't you be freaked out? Who would have the presence? See, that's what I wonder about. And that's why I think the kid deserves some commendation. Because most people at that age, even at our age, do you have the presence of mind to think about if you see somebody that's in a state of depression or distress,
Dude,
like that?
He's like choking or something, man.
I would hope that I would jump into action.
Have you ever administered Heimlich to anybody?
No.
Do you know how to do it?
I do. I've actually taken a couple of CPR classes.
How do you do it?
You put your hand underneath there, and you go upward. You take your two fists and you go upward.
Really?
Yeah. You push in and go upward.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. I've never administered it. Nobody ever taught me how to do it. I've seen it. But
so let me get this
straight.
You know how to stick your arm down the rear end of a cow to see whether there's a baby in there.
Yeah, I do.
You don't know how to save a life if somebody's choking on a hot dog.
You can actually do it to yourself over a chair if you have to.
Really? Mm-hmm. How do you do that? You mean you lean over a chair?
If you're by yourself and start choking,
just do a belly flop on the ground, Doug.
You kind of throw yourself on the back of a chair,
Throw yourself on the back. Hopefully it's a padded chair.
No, you don't want it to be. You got to get it out.
You need thrust.
Ooh. So that would go on your stomach? The wooden part of the chair going
underneath,
your stomach?
Like, not where your lungs are, because you don't want to break a lung, but like underneath, you kind of, I wish I could show you.
Where the rib cage comes together.
Yeah,
in the middle.
And you push, and you when you take your two, if you take your two fists in front of you, put them on your body right there.
Right.
Make the motion like up, like you're going to push, like if you had girl boobies, you push them up.
Are there boy boobies?
Yes, there are, actually.
Really? All right. So, that was nice. Thank you, Jennifer. Got that.
You may have saved a life.
I may have.
You never know.
She may have. Meanwhile, let's see. The president is going to address the nation on immigration today. Is that something that has people all worked up. I think the thing that I find most compelling about anything I've seen or heard today are the pictures from suburban Buffalo. Looking at these houses and the drifts of snow, remember now, they've had 70, in some areas, 70 plus inches of snow, and another 20 to 30 coming today. And the drifts, I'm looking at a picture of a house in Hamburg, New York, and the drifts are up to above the porch, halfway up the back door. You can't see the front window at all.
Yeah.
We're 1 month away from the beginning of winter, and this is really piling it on, if you'll pardon the pun. So who do we speak to about this?
Oh, you speak to the president in the White House. Because
right.
On Monday, they announced the release of a global warming toolkit.
Well, they are a bunch of tools, that's for sure.
Is it a snow shovel?
It's a, let me see, state, local, and tribal leaders task force on climate preparedness resilience to help battle pollution and record heat waves.
There you go.
That's all right. Working for you.
That's great.
Starting tomorrow.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us with the Medical Matters Report on the week, of the week, from the week, I guess whatever preposition you choose. 14 after, he's right around the corner here on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hosting at the holidays doesn't have to be hard or costly. A few tips and tricks will help you throw a fancy but affordable party this season. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Simplify planning, save money, and create a meal to remember by setting an easy yet unique holiday menu. Christy Sawicki from Saving Dollars and Cents blog shares a few tips.
Make Aldi your first stop when you shop. With prices up to 50% less than traditional grocers, you'll save on party planning. Dress up the cheese tray. Feature flights of all these sparkling wines, Sunshine Bay, Sauvignon Blanc, and Zum Riesling. Pair wines with savory breads and creamy cheeses like Manchego, Parmesan, and goat cheese.
Leave a lasting impression with a European-inspired dessert.
Offer different types of crepes and unique fillings, like almond butter and fruit preserve, and toppings like hazelnut and whipped ricotta at a crepe bar. For a personalized DIY dessert to end the night.
For more money-saving holiday entertaining tips and recipes, visit Aldi.us for the Aldi Holiday Catalog. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Poor productivity in the workplace can have negative consequences, including an impact on your company's bottom line and longer workdays. A recent survey conducted by Fellows Brands found office workers estimated that they could save more than 2 hours each day if they could work without disruption. Laura Stack, the productivity pro, shares more.
When it comes to disruptions affecting workplace productivity, survey respondents pinpointed everything from chatty coworkers to problems with office equipment. Get time back into your day by establishing ground rules in meetings, avoiding social media during work hours, and using the latest smart technologies that do the thinking for you, like Fellows Shredders. Their new line of AutoMax Shredders offers automatic shredding so you can walk away and focus on other priorities.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's fellows.com.
Time now for our weekly update on what's going on in the world of medicine. Thanks to the presence of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here every week at this time. He's really on top of all of these things. What I appreciate about you is that you do all the research. This is important to you and your patients, I know, as a cardiologist, but there's a general informational slant to this that I find important. Foods with trans fats. linked to memory loss. There's no surprise here, Ken, is there?
Well, this is a report out of the American Heart Association, discovery that eating foods, Doug, containing trans fat may actually cause memory damage. What's no surprise is we know that the consumption of trans fats have already been proven to lead to higher rates of cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure, and depression. But if you see partially hydrogenated oil in the ingredient list, then you know you're about to consume trans fat and maybe lose your memory.
All right. So do they counter that sometimes with the good fats? We always are hearing things about the good fats like omega-3s.
And
monounsaturated fats, yeah.
Those are the good ones. These are the bad ones. These are with the saturated fats.
But can one counter the other? Does one counter the other? You just
stay away from trans fats.
Fats. Okay.
Nothing counters them.
There's a new terminology. Say that again, Doug. A new terminology called text neck. Everybody heard of that? Text neck. It's becoming an epidemic because of the impact it has on your spine, right?
Exactly. Doug, think of how you stare at your smartphone. When your head's down into your smartphone, you're putting extraordinary extra weight on the cervical spine. Mm-hmm. For every inch the head tilts forward, the pressure on the spine actually doubles. Over time, this posture called text neck, as you described, can lead to early wear and tear on the spine and even degeneration. It can lead to head, neck, and back pain, reduced lung capacity, headache, constipation, and depression. So make an effort to look at your phone with a neutral spine and avoid spending hours each day hunched over.
They can be up to 60 pounds worth of pressure.
Exactly.
Wow. When you have your head hunched over like that, and that's like having a small kid on your back.
Oof. All right, danger, danger, Will Robinson. If you're using a common antimicrobial, you could be endangering your liver.
Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week, Doug, tricholicin, an antimicrobial chemical that's commonly found in soap, shampoo, and toothpaste, was found to cause liver cancer and liver fibrosis in mice after long-term exposure. Eliminating or lowering the use of tricholicin in liquid hand soap can minimize these effects.
So just use regular soap is probably the solution to this, right?
Or very little of this strong antibacterial that has the tricholicin in it.
More chemical news. Chemicals that are used in sunscreen are not good if you're trying to have a baby.
American Journal of Epidemiology, chemicals found in some sunscreen, shampoos, and moisturizers, they may lead to infertility in men. This study discovered that about 29 chemicals in a class called benzophenone-type ultraviolet filters could lead to delays in fertility for men, Doug.
All right, there's a story out today, a landmark study determining that using statins really does do what you've been saying for years it does do.
Well, this is fascinating. These are people who started on statins when they were first introduced in the 1980s in middle age, and they have found that using them for 5 to 10 years in middle age has incredibly long-term benefits decades later in reducing the risk of heart attacks and strokes.
So maybe that's what will convince me to use them. Hi, Dr. Ken wants to tell you about your blood pressure and how, if you're worried about your blood pressure, you need not be if you're using Heart Factors Plus.
Well, to every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performing in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul from New Jersey. I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus, he tells us. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. I will definitely reorder. Heart Factors Plus is an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all-natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body. Imagine better doctor visits, improved sexual function, and enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors gives you the power.
All right, here's how you get Heart Factors Plus to make sure you're getting plenty of blood to your muscles, to your brains, to your heart. 800-621-6313 orders Heart Factors Plus. Most successful, most popular supplement we've ever talked about on this program. Dr. Ken recommends Heart Factors Plus. That's enough. 800-621-6313. Most people say that's enough for them, too. Use Heart Factors Plus by getting it at 800-621-6313. Three.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Hey Jude,
worst song.
Don't make
I tell Richie
Spice
over McCartney. This is the worst McCartney since he's played. Horrible song.
And make it
anyway.
Right now?
The essence.
It's a great song.
Right. The couple of McCartney notes here of significance. This may not be the most important McCartney story, but I found this to be very interesting, Kenny. The video game business. And how many new listeners for a lot of artists this is bringing around. I didn't realize that Paul McCartney had joined a large group of people who have composed soundtracks for video games. Do you know what he's what video games he has supported that way?
I think it's just one so far.
Really?
There's one that I think is to be released later this month.
Really? You mean the game, not the music?
Right.
Yeah.
The music is in the game.
Yeah. Pretty amazing stuff. This guy is so amazing. My God, love him and all of the things that he has worked on. Now there is a 34-track entity called The Art of McCartney, a compilation featuring a bevy of all-star musicians covering McCartney songs, stuff he wrote with the Beatles and Wings. Now, let's see, there's Bob Dylan, B.B. King on this, Smokey Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Barry Gibb doing When I'm 64. Man, I'd love to hear that. Brian Wilson, Billy Joel doing Maybe I'm Amazed. Willie Nelson got a cover. Ronnie Spector, Alice Cooper.
yeah,
that one. Booker T. Jones, Darlene Love, among others. The idea for the release came. Was this a McCartney idea, or somebody came to him and said, "What do you think about this idea?" Or was he involved in this at all, Kenny?
He wasn't involved in it at all.
He wasn't. Really?
But, I mean, they got big names doing some real... I mean, they got Def Leppard on here doing Hell on Wheels.
Billy Joel.
Yeah. I mean, it's really an amazing album.
Yeah. Richie, you have a Billy Joel song I'm figuring handy by there someplace.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, Piano Man would be a good... we've talked about this before, because I said on occasion I wasn't really a big Billy Joel fan.
He's great.
And I don't know that I'm... I may have said that, But when I listen and I concentrate on some of the music that he's best known for, I find myself wrapping my mind around it. And I don't know that I always have. But something about this guy.
Sing us the song, you're the piano man.
This is a fascinating story. If you listen, this is, I think, his first big hit, wasn't it, Kenny?
I think this is probably one of the early ones. I don't know if it's the first one, but it's a great story.
It is.
All of his songs are great stories. That's why he's a storyteller.
I'm coming to your side on this, Richie, because you made me think about it in a way that I hadn't thought about it before. As a matter of fact, Billy Joel is going to be adding another award to his mantle tonight as he accepts the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. This is something awarded every year by the Library of Congress, honoring a living artist's lifetime achievement. Paul Simon has this award. Stevie Wonder has this award. McCartney has the award. Carole King has the award. Burt Bacharach and Hal David had the award. So this is a really big deal for him, and I really think that he deserves it. Who among us who has, it's kind of like, why aren't there certain people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I can never get beyond the fact the Moody Blues are not yet in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It bothers me.
And guys like this, or others who are so creative, I wonder whether this is all politics sometimes. The choices for some of these awards are political rather than based on merit.
I'm sure people have
plans.
Am I
being too cynical about that?
No, I'm sure there's some of that.
Yeah. But he deserves this. This is Richie. You got me thinking about this the right way. Thank you. 20 and after the hour on Good Day.
Hey, everyone. My Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Good Day time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our main studio in Washington. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how are you guys?
There's Jennifer Horn. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, Ken. Ken Kessler is here as well. The story of corruption personified, presented by the state of Maryland. A detention center there, Richie, has become the focus of a big prosecution.
The detention center in Baltimore City.
Right. Now has become the home of a big gang called the Black Gorilla Family. So how does that happen? How does a correction facility, a detention center, a jail, a prison, become the headquarters for the largest gang in Maryland?
Well, the woman who was running the jail says, don't look at me.
Oh.
Not my fault. I've only been here for a year.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like some guy named Tavon White.
Really?
Is the head of the Black Gorilla Gang, which
probably
is
isn't, I'm going to guess.
The gang, yeah. They say that the guards that who are in on it could make hundreds of dollars a week smuggling contraband inside their bodies, like cell phones and drugs.
Yeah.
And that said, you didn't need to see the manual from the prison on how to run the jail. You had to look at the Big Gorilla Gang's manual. And the guy who was running the Big Gorilla Gang said, this is my jail. He got caught on tape saying, this is my jail. Nobody does anything without my permission.
Right.
So basically, the people who ran the prison knew that this guy could keep everybody under control. It's kind of like Saddam Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
Saddam Hussein kept everybody kind of in control. He kept Iran in control. He kept all of the Kurds and the Shiites and everybody in control in that region. And then once you took him out, everything went crazy. Mm-hmm. This guy's Saddam Hussein.
Great. In our prison
system.
They let him
run the jail because they knew he could keep the people.
Right. So close down the jail and split up everybody who's in there and put the black guerrillas in isolation. That's what you do if you got any chutzpah, right? Close down the jail.
So it's not like it's a state penitentiary.
Okay, but
I don't know that you have that kind of room. You might have to move some of these guys out to the state pen.
Yeah, so?
So
you do it. You break them up.
Right.
Break them up.
Move them all. Fire the guards. Close the thing down.
Right.
Yep, that's all. I'd fix the problem in 30 seconds. What's the big deal? Close down the prison. Fire the guard.
They basically said to the fox, listen, you run this chicken coop.
Yeah.
And keep everybody in line.
All right. Easier for us. All right. Here's another item of interest. For those of you who are employers, Richie, I always come to you with some of these because you're running, and Jennifer, you as well. You're both running your own business. My business doesn't function like yours does any number of ways. But when you look at the employee groups in our country, about half are offering a consumer-directed health plan, which uses a high-deductible strategy designed to make workers think twice before they choose an expensive and, for the most part, unnecessary treatment.
It's
or
the best thing ever.
Procedure. You think this is the way to go?
I have an HSA, a health savings account.
Mm-hmm.
And so not only does it make you not go to the doctor every time you get a little sniffle, but it also makes you critique your bills a little bit more closely, because the first $4,000 of my health insurance each
year have to pay for it
comes out of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I am certainly going to scrutinize every single bill that I get. And I've got one or two right now that I'm dancing out because I just came out of, you know, the $30,000 or more worth of bills. And
right.
Five or seven, a thousand of that ended up in my lap.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody were on an HSA, our health expenses nationwide would plummet.
The reason that I talk about this, as much as I'm not a fan of the Affordable Health Care Act, one thing it seems to me, and I started thinking this actually yesterday, I was looking at some of the pictures in the LA Times, Jennifer, of the people who were signing up over the weekend, because the enrollment period started on the 15th, which was Saturday, so a lot of people going in on Sunday to sign up and try to figure out a lot of forms and stuff. What I'm thinking, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that the good thing that has come out of this is that people are learning more and taking more responsibility, learning more about their health care options, and taking more responsibility for their health care options. Am I right?
I think that's true.
Do you know more about your health care options and health care in general since you signed up for this than you did before?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think so.
Richie, you certainly, you're doing it, you're wearing two hats. Your own personal circumstances and then deciding what your employees there at the network are going to be offered.
It's enrollment period for us right now, and everybody's got a new plan, and everybody's deductible went up.
Yeah.
We're able to keep the monthly rates at the same, but everybody's deductible went up to $1,500 to $4,000.
I just looked at yesterday at my Medicare expenses and Part B and D and whatever else there is that I've got all these various parts and how the deductible went up and the amount of the premium went up, which you're allowed went down. You know, it's the same rigmarole. All right, let me spend a minute or two talking about a couple of sports names that are in the news that we ought to perhaps put a little bit of sway behind, other than the probably most important iconic name in the news today, the passing of Jimmy Ruffin, talking about that earlier, and Mike Nichols, who is the husband. I always have thought of him not necessarily as a big entertainment icon, but as the husband of Diane Sawyer. For whatever reason, I've always thought that. And anyway, the sad news is that he's passed away.
Hmm.
There are two Jasons in the news today, Jason Brown and Jason Collins, both leaving Collins is an NBA player, and Brown is an NFL player. Brown's going to become a farmer. The reason Jason Collins is leaving, has it got anything to do with his being gay, tired of that stuff, or is he just older and doesn't want to play anymore?
I think probably the
latter
of the two.
So the fact that he was openly gay didn't bother him. It's not something, it doesn't seem I don't remember the hoopla about him coming out as, say, Michael, what was it, Sam? What was that guy's name?
Michael Sam. Mm-hmm.
Michael Sam.
On the cover of GQ. Yeah, not a football team to play for, but on the cover of GQ this
week. Yeah. Well, he turns it into something.
Yeah.
And Collins.
Nah, he got released from the Cowboys practice squad.
No, I understand that, but can he turn his notoriety into something else?
Yeah, he probably can.
Yeah.
He could be a model. He's handsome.
Yeah, right. Who's the guy who's on...
Michael Strahan. Yeah. What a box, huh?
Really? No, I don't think so at all.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Jennifer likes the Gap.
Really?
I don't like the Gap. Actually, that's the one thing I don't like. But have you seen his abs? He's in Magic Mike, whatever the next one is.
He's got tons of personality, which is what...
Exactly, and that's usually what I like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, anyway. So, let's see. Collins and... Oh, Dwight Howard, NBA player.
Yeah.
Isn't he the same as Rice? He got trouble with his children or something?
I think he has had some problems this week.
Yeah. So we got all of these. Isn't it interesting how much time is spent? I believe the reason I brought all this up is because I have a theory. The theory is that many of these things are becoming more well known because there's so much talk
TMZ.
About.
TMZ. I mean, Howard, and he's right under TMZ.
Not necessarily just TMZ, but every city now has at least one major sports talk radio station, and sometimes two, depending on the city. I think L.A. has three, mm-hmm. but Washington's
actually,
got a
we're
couple.
Up to five.
We're up to five in L.A. Okay, great. But the reason
and
that
no
I,
football team.
No. But the reason I bring it up is because these guys have to talk about something. So when there's something that's controversial that might not have seen the light of day or not much daylight before, now these guys are talking about these sorts of things much more, and they bring it to the surface, and I believe more focus is paid or more attention is paid to them than might have been the case before. Anybody agree or disagree with that statement or that thinking?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Dwight Howard is being investigated for spanking his kids with a belt.
Right.
And apparently his baby mama, Royce Reed, is, quote, shopping her baseless allegations. So apparently his girlfriend is the one who turned him in for spanking the kids.
Really?
So that's why he's being investigated.
That's swell. All right, well, there's the story of a couple of names in the news, sports names in the news.
Don't spank your kids, people.
Wait a minute. Jose Canseco, did he find his finger?
He never lost it.
He's selling it. He it flung off during a poker game, and now he's going to sell the finger.
He's going to sell it, Richie.
No. Yeah. He is.
He shot it off with the gun, remember?
Yeah.
They were able to sell it back
on.
Then he was at a Halloween shop and saw a fake finger and thought it would be hysterical for him to play like his finger fell off and he would sell it on eBay. So the falling off at a poker tournament was fake.
Really?
And the selling it on eBay was fake, yeah.
Because you can't sell human remains on eBay.
Well, I mean, he wasn't
Sotheby's
going to anyway.
Yeah. Well, but it got a lot of people talking about him. There it is.
Fake.
But I think this was brought about by the focus on this sort of thing by the sports talk radio programs, frankly. Speaking of focus, Dr. Joy Brown is going to adore us in just a matter of adorn the program.
Oh,
she's going
to adore us.
Yeah, she does. Be right up here on Good Day.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
There have been many news stories about one mayor's drive to ban large soft drinks, and nearly everyone thought the effort was a classic case of government overreach. I've never bought a big gulp soda, but I cherish my right to do so. We all understand the dangers of too much sugar in our diets, but most people know government has more important things to worry about than the size of our sodas. If we look through the lens of liberty, we might realize this is really not much different than the government determining how our hamburgers must be cooked or what kind of light bulbs we must buy. In America, we believe in taking responsibility for our own actions and providing for our own happiness. Sometimes we need to remind politicians to take care of important government business and let us take care of our own business.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hosting at the holidays doesn't have to be hard or costly. A few tips and tricks will help you throw a fancy but affordable party this season. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Simplify planning, save money, and create a meal to remember by setting an easy yet unique holiday menu. Christy Sawicki from Saving Dollars and Cents blog shares a few tips.
Make Aldi your first stop when you shop. With prices up to 50% less than traditional grocers, you'll save on party planning. Dress up the cheese tray. Feature flights of all these sparkling wines, Sunshine Bay, Sauvignon Blanc, and Zum Riesling. Pair wines with savory breads and creamy cheeses like Manchego, Parmesan, and goat cheese.
Leave a lasting impression with a European-inspired dessert.
Offer different types of crepes and unique fillings, like almond butter and fruit preserves, and toppings like hazelnut and whipped ricotta at a crepe bar. For a personalized DIY dessert to end the night.
For more money-saving holiday entertaining tips and recipes, visit Aldi.us for the Aldi Holiday Catalog. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Poor productivity in the workplace can have negative consequences, including an impact on your company's bottom line and longer workdays. A recent survey conducted by Fellows Brands found office workers estimated that they could save more than 2 hours each day if they could work without disruption. Laura Stack, the productivity pro, shares more.
When it comes to disruptions affecting workplace productivity, survey respondents pinpointed everything from chatty coworkers to problems with office equipment. Get time back into your day by establishing ground rules in meetings, avoiding social media during work hours, and using the latest smart technologies that do the thinking for you, like Fellows Shredders. Their new line of AutoMax shredders offers automatic shredding so you can walk away and focus on other priorities.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's fellows.com.
All right, 13 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Always happy when Dr. Joy Brown joins us. You can join her weekdays from noon until 3 on her program. Find it by going to drjoy.com. And if you had a question about a relationship issue, wow, call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to 855-99-DR-JOY, and she'll answer it. One of the great questions this time of year is, as we get, especially Thanksgiving, something about Thanksgiving and family disasters. That seems to be almost as much of a tradition in Thanksgiving. It's not just Thanksgiving, though. It's all Christmas, New Year's, supposed to be happy days. But you get beyond those media fantasies, Joy, and happiness is often not there. A lot of stress. Yeah, I had a blow up in my family. I never have arguments with my sisters, but I got into a big to do with my sister. It really upset me for the rest of the day. So how do you avoid these sorts of things happening?
Well, you could go to McDonald's, but that's probably not a very good
Thanksgiving.
Not a good idea.
Here's the deal.
Let's figure out why they happen, and then we can figure out how to avoid them. And the basic reason is we're trying to jam a year's worth of intimacy into a day. Mm-hmm. And plus that, we have all the food, so the hostess is usually upset. Quite often there's alcohol, which...
The stuffing doesn't taste good! Oh, my God! No!
Or, no, or you could be my mother and forget the salad. Every year she forgets the salad. And then, so you have a whole lot of people who really do have a history with one another, positive and negative, mm-hmm. trying to jam a year's worth of intimacy into a day. And you've got usually at least somebody had to travel. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to cook. Right. You've got kids who may or may not be behaving. You have the reminder of what you liked and didn't like about that person, and you're trying to jam it all into a very short period of time. Plus, as you point out, the expectation that everybody except you is having a great time. We can all hate Norman Rockwell for this. Mm-hmm. In his cover about every, but if you figure out that everybody else has got Uncle Sam who just passed out into the cranberry sauce, that the turkey is going to be undercooked or overcooked, that somebody's going to go to watch football, which is going to really offend the hostess, and just decide it's only a day.
Uh-huh.
And if we decide that we really, and you know, if you remember what the day really is supposed to be, which is survival, because
thanks.
Everybody got together so nobody starved, and just remind yourself that. You know, that what you're thankful for. Okay, Uncle Sam did pass out in the cranberry sauce, but he does great magic tricks. Mm-hmm. And okay, the turkey's a little undercooked, but it gives you a chance to start your diet early. That, you know, that Aunt Mary is a little bit high maintenance, but she's always remembered your birthday. And if you can just remind yourself of people who aren't there anymore, which is a wonderful way of kind of reminding ourselves that we make it on this planet by hanging out with each other mm-hmm. and supporting each other. And if you sort of take the notion that everybody's family is having a better time than yours, it will really help. And stay away from the alcohol.
See?
It really helps.
This is why I have Dr. Dre here. She's just solved all of our problems. You have a problem? Dial it in to 855-99-DR-JOY or go to her website for the whole story of her life, her career, her program, drjoy.com.
And my tattoos.
Wow, these were always such a mess. Oh, yeah. How did you get through it? I had a lot of help from Jack Daniels.
It's the most I'll drink for that. Dr. Joy Brown here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 after the hour. It is a wonderful time of the year.
With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Time for a visit from your pet's best friend, Warren Eckstein. And today, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Warren will be serenaded with the audio from a video that features a family's pet bird who mimics his favorite Star Wars character, R2-D2. I crank this up with you, will you? I'm taking much to amuse this one, as you can tell.
Did I tell you it's 6 o'clock in the morning, Ryan?
All right, so that was the video of the day at DougStephan.com, the bird who mimics R2-D2. Maybe you could use that for the soundtrack. A new Star Wars movie's coming out next year. What do you think? Are you a Star Wars fan, Warren?
I never saw the original.
You never have?
No.
Well, there have been six of them. You've never seen the first one?
I saw E.T. for the first time 2 years ago.
Nice girl. That's Warren.
What's
really
wrong with you?
Wow.
You guys think I'm off my rocker.
Wow.
There's Warren next time, folks. host of the Pet Show. Okay, so Bo has received a stay of execution thanks to a court order, and you're following that story in your blog. Warren Eckstein is the host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country, a lot of great radio stations that carry this program. So what's the story with Bo?
You know, it's an interesting story with Bo. This is one of those situations where the after a public outcry from local residents and a petition, over 30,000 signatures, they want to save Bo, a 2.5-year-old lab golden retriever, shepherd mixed dog, who's going to be euthanized. The dog was being vicious during a court hearing because he killed a duck that flew into its yard.
He was vicious in the court, or he was being...
The court said he was vicious.
Vicious because he killed a duck.
Because he killed a duck. Now, the duck flew into his property. Now, listen, no one loves
ducks. What does a Labrador do?
Thank you. Thank you, okay?
Aren't they trained to hunt?
Labradors
hunt ducks.
That's what they are bred to do.
They're retrievers. But the bottom line is this, okay? First of all, the dog was in its own property. The duck flew in. I feel bad for the duck, but, you know, this is the dog's natural instinct.
There are laws on the book.
Leave the geese alone. There are laws on the books, however, that says if your dog is running loose and he attacks a duck or a chicken that belongs to someone else, then they have the right to kill the dog, which I disagree with anyway. But the bottom line is, here's another situation where a good dog, a healthy dog, a non-aggressive dog was misevaluated by some morons, determined vicious, and was ultimately going to be put to sleep because he killed a duck in his own backyard. Totally ludicrous. People are way too quick to put animals to sleep.
So, the outcome is that the scheduled euthanasia did not take place, right?
He's got to stay at this point. And first of all, they should just throw this thing out of court. Listen, I love animals, ducks, geese. I take ants out of my house and put them outside. But the bottom line is, this is a dog in his own yard thinking it needed to do what this dog's instinct was, which was to protect the yard, go after the duck, which is exactly what he did, killed the duck. I feel bad again, but the bottom line is, this is a dog. What would you do if a child took a BB gun in his backyard and shot a duck? Would you take that child and have that child euthanized? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not the child's natural instinct to shoot the duck.
But he still killed the duck.
He still killed the duck. It's the dog's natural instinct to go after the duck.
To go after the duck or chase. But either way, the duck is dead.
Let's pay attention to this and see what happens next week or two. Meanwhile, a good story about a gentleman named Penn Farthing, who is working, got the CNN Hero of the Year Award for reuniting soldiers with dogs that they come in contact with and befriend in combat. This has happened in Iraq and it happened in Afghanistan. So I wonder how much you know about this, or is this a program that's broader?
There are several different organizations that are actually doing the reuniting of our heroes with dogs that they either worked with or had. But it's amazing to me, you know, I'm working with a group now that doing a lot of training for wounded warriors. And the bottom line is, watching these soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, men and women, watching them around pets, it's the only time when they first come back where they can just be themselves, when there's no other people around. And I think it's just amazing. And the reuniting of the dogs and the servicemen, you know, I've seen it 1,000 times, and I still have tears in my eyes every time.
Warren has established a Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. You can find out about that, plus his line of vitamins and minerals for cats and dogs called Hugs and Kisses. Check that out at warrenekstein.com or petshow.com or hugsandkisses.com. All of them come together to present quite an interesting array of information. Thank you. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob J. Sound and Recording.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. system. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.